Sotaberg Tess Mishnah Yad Aleph. Mishabatla Sanhedrin, Batla Hashir mi Beis HaMishtos. When Sanhedrin ceased to exist, the Sanhedrin of the Beis HaMikdash of Yishalayim, also the Shir songs from Beis HaMishtos, this is Tosyanta brings from Rabbeinu Haigon, the Shir Shal Ava that are between Adam L'Chaveru, to speak about Mishabech, the beauty of a friend. Those types of singing by those Mishtos stopped, but the Shiras and Tishpachos and the Zikaron of the Chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are still said in a base Chasana, in a base Mishtos, with Neginus and Kol Simcha and things of the like. And the Rav says the Sanhedrin comes from a Lashon of Soinim Hadaras Ponim B'din. They hate favoritism and anything of the like when it comes to Din. The Sanhedrin is only interested in the Emes. That's why they're called Sanhedrin. So when Sanhedrin doesn't exist, there's no shir, there's no singing in the Beis HaMishtos. What's the reason? So there are two mahalchim with this. So Yishalmi says the reason is because as long as there was a Sanhedrin, there was a certain fear on people that this fear would stop them from saying inappropriate things when they would get all happy b'shir. But after the Sanhedrin became batal, there was a chashash that maybe through the singing, they would come to say divrei nevala and leitzanus. And according to the Yishalmi, it makes sense. Why? Specifically, because the Sanhedrin is no longer. That's why there can't be shir. According to the Rambam, it's more of an iser, and it has to do with the churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And what's the reason? So before the Mishnah brings the pasuk, the Rav brings a different pasuk in Eicha. The pasuk that the Rav brings is Zekeinim Yishar Shavsu Bachurim Min Ginasam. That means that when the Zekeinim, which is the Sanhedrin, are no longer sitting in the Shar, so the Bachrim stop singing. However, the Mishnah now brings a different pasuk. The Mishnah says, Shenemar Bashir Lo Yishtu Yoyin. So Tesis Yontif, based on the Gemara, explains that what the Mishnah is telling us is how do we know that it's Usser? It says Lo Yishtu Yoyin. As far as the time of the Isser, that's what the Rav was talking about. How do we know which time period? Because the Mishnah is just telling us there's going to be a time where it's Usser to drink wine. When is that time? So that's where the Rav brought an Eicha, when the Zekeinim, which is the Sanhedrin, are no longer in the Shar, by the gates. That's when it becomes Usser. What's also interesting to point out here is there's also Machlekes Rishonim, whether this Isser is Dafka ala Yayin, which is the way Rashi learns, and the Isser, based on the Gemara Gittin, whether or not it's with musical instruments or not, it's Usser on Yayin Dafka. And again, we're only dealing with Shir Bein Adam L'Chavero, not Shiros V'Sishpachus Takadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam holds that when we deal with singing with Kli Zemer, with instruments, those are Usser even without wine.